This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
In a world where freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding, one man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan E. Ward.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
It is far past time for the nations of the world to confront another reckless regime, one that speaks openly of mass murder, vowing death to America, destruction to Israel, and ruin for many leaders and nations in this room. The Iranian government masks a corrupt dictatorship behind the false guise of a democracy.
All right, we begin the Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show with Cheryl Chumley. Jonathan's off defending this nation, the people in it, from the tyranny of those who would stand in the way of health, freedom, and healing liberty. Cheryl Chumley, welcome, my friend. It's good to have you back from the Washington Times.
All right. Always great to be here, Robert. Thank you.
So we hear, a lot of people are having, I don't know what we'd call them, hissy fits, because that's kind of a term that we used growing up, and maybe it's still applicable, over Trump's speech to the United Nations. Yet there's another half of America that says, my gosh, it's finally time that an American leader gets tough on some of these issues. I recognize that there is a bit of a duality on the issue of Iran, because it's hard for me to talk about Iran today if we don't also acknowledge some semblance of the blowback that occurred from the 1950s overthrow, if you will, and the placement of the Shah of Iran. So again, recognizing, and I know you do, you're also astute on the foreign policy issue. We're not, lovey-dovey with the government of Iran at this moment, but the people themselves, there's a distinction. A lot of them actually love America and love the concept of liberty.
That is true, but at the same time, Iran has been a thorn in our side for years, and it's been to the point where the previous administration has seemed to kowtow to not just Iran, but other foreign entities that aren't exactly friendly to our ways of life. I guess that would be a diplomatic way of putting it.
Yes.
So I have to say I'm in the camp of, I'm on the side of Camp B, basically, mm-hmm. where I see Donald Trump coming in and speaking strongly and boldly and bluntly, with common sense. That alone is enough to cheer. And I like the fact that he's willing to go head-to-head with the United Nations, because after 8 years of Obama talking, diplomacy at all costs, and working hand-in-hand with the UN, sometimes mm-hmm. on issues that weren't really friendly or beneficial to America, it's nice to have a president who seems like he's putting his foot down.
Yeah, and it's interesting, too, when we talk about the transition from one party control, even though there's a lot of muddiness there, right, from Bush to Obama. A lot was blamed on Bush prior. He inherited. Look at what Trump has inherited as well in terms of the foreign policy of previous administrations at this point, having to deal with this and try to make some serious course corrections over that which has not worked.
Every White House inherits something from the previous White House. I don't think that's exactly news that is shocking or unknown. But the fact is, what Trump inherited from the Obama White House in terms of the Iran treaty is not just a little headache to deal with. It's downright dangerous. You know, it wasn't until Trump took the White House that we found out the millions of dollars in cash that was handed to Iran as part of that treaty deal, cash that now is being funneled who knows where. So these are the types of things that I'm glad Trump is out there making a strong statement. So it doesn't appear as if America is turning a blind eye.
Right. Now, I remember all the pallets of cash that disappeared in Iraq. So I guess this is not, unusual for American governments of the recent past to just throw Federal Reserve notes out at, dangerous regimes or unstable places on the planet. So, my gosh, if you talk about fiscal responsibility, I don't see a lot of it on any level of government. Even today, there are issues. We talk about budgetary messes that could end up being disastrous for us down the road. But recognizing that, it's the proverbial rock in a hard place on foreign policy right now.
Well, when it comes to our overseas disbursements to all kinds of nations, it's really hard, and I've tried over the years as a journalist, it's really hard to get a handle on, how much money America is sending to all these nations, and B, where it's going to specifically. You know, we're not just talking about going through, say, the State Department's budget. You have to go through the State Department, and then you have to go through, like, USAID, which has 1,000 umbrella organizations. And so it's so difficult to track all this money in the first place, and I believe this is why people talk about the deep state in D.C. and the need to drain the swamp, because we have so much money going out into places we don't know about.
Yeah, look at the disaster aid. I don't know if we mentioned this last week, that they're proposing, again, an unlimited checkbook, because there's been some horrible things with Harvey and Irma and now what's going on in Puerto Rico. Yet, as Rand Paul proposes rationally and responsibly, hey, maybe we should look at some of our foreign aid and say, let's cut back so we can help our own. And, from both parties, with very rare exception, people say, why are you being so irresponsible? We should just write these blank checks.
Yeah, and, I like Rand Paul because he just puts things so common sense that the average American sits at home and wonders, why indeed do we have to send millions and billions of dollars overseas to program A through Z when we have poor people in our own country? And when you pose a question like that to politicians, they twist and turn and they duck and dodge. And next thing you know, you're just down this path filled with rabbit holes. And the simple question is forgotten. But the fact is, we have, X amount of dollars, and why can't we put it for America first?
Well, and think about the end result of bankrupting your own country. Wouldn't that be tantamount to the defeat that the terrorists would want to see? America in shambles?
Well, yeah. I mean, if we crumble financially, we're just a duck in the wind there, or whatever that saying is, where we're just waiting for somebody to take over us. I mean, that's a danger that we don't even want to contemplate. And I think that's why in the last few years you've heard more and more alarmism talk coming out about what China owns in terms of U.S. debt.
Yes, think about it, because people say the debt is a fiction, and I get that concept, but the reality is there are agreements and contracts written up, even if they're written in Federal Reserve notes, that China holds over us. And so, if they cash in on that, it's a whole different country. Let's go back to the tough talk of Donald Trump. I've got some more from his speech to the United Nations on Iran. Let's give a quick listen here.
It has turned a wealthy country with a rich history and culture into an economically depleted rogue state whose chief exports are violence, bloodshed, and chaos. The longest suffering victims of Iran's leaders are, in fact, its own people.
Now, that last statement to me is very powerful, because I've got many friends, that I've known over the years from Iran that are here in America. Very good people. And, what I know of the countrymen that are not in charge of Iran, they were very much pro-America. They loved freedom. They actually liked a lot of the Western things that were coming into Iran. And then, of course, we got the hardline dictatorship that took over at a certain point. So he's actually acknowledging that, the regime itself, not only harming or exporting some of this stuff, but harming its own people.
Yeah, and I actually like that part of the speech because in just a quick couple of sentences, Trump removed any accusations that the Trump haters in the world would throw at him, insofar as saying his speech to the General Assembly was just tainted with isolation. He basically said that we're kind of all in this together. We want to fight for what's good. We want to fight for all, for the side of right. And I thought that was a very powerful statement he made.
By the way, we've got the articles that Cheryl has written, the op-ed pieces at Washington Times. They're linked up in the show notes. If you go to robertscottbell.com right now, the show notes are up. And that includes this headline that we're referencing, Donald Trump faulted for fueling global love for Iran. Is there a blowback because of his tough talk? Because the liberal leftist media wants to say now everybody has fallen in love with Iran again because, oh my gosh, Donald Trump was mean at the United Nations.
Yeah, I just had to do that story because the New York Times had this whole story blasting in this headline that, you know, now it's Donald Trump's fault that the world is falling in behind Iran and feeling compassion and sympathy for the poor Iran regime. Well, they're not. Yeah, I mean, nobody is falling in love with Iran's regime right now because of Donald Trump's bold statements and honest statements about the government over there. It's just ridiculous, but this is just how far the mainstream and left-leaning media will go in order to cast this White House in a negative light.
We got another minute or so before we take our first break with Cheryl Chumley here, Sacred Fire of Libby edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show. What do you think of him calling North Korea Kim Jong-un a rocket man? He says he's on a suicide mission for himself. What was your perspective there?
Yeah, that still makes me laugh. I think it's funny. I mean, here's, you know, the despot leader of North Korea is a big playground bully. And what do you do with bullies? You know, you fight back. And he's been calling America Satan and all kinds of awful names for a long time now. It's nice to have a president who swings back.
Yeah, but the leftists don't find it any funny at all. There's no sense of humor on the left anymore. I mean,
no.
I mean, do you want to honor him with some prestige? Is that going to make them happy? I don't know what it's going to take. I hear that China is actually, you know, cracking down some of the banking interface with North Korea right now because they're taking seriously these threats.
Right. That's right. So you could say in one respect that the White House seems to be winning a little bit. You know, I don't think Trump's rhetoric is something to be concerned about, that it's going to start a war.
No, I don't think so as well. I think you have to be tough with playground bullies and also recognizing he's just a puppet of China and others. And you call him out, they're going to call him back. Folks, we got a lot more healing to do of a political and economic nature. Norm Singleton is going to join us at the bottom of the hour from Campaign for Liberty. But we have more with Cheryl Chumley, including, is it freedom of speech only for white people on college campuses? You'll never believe this story coming up next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water. The molecular hydrogen we get, go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Rocking the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Get this from a college campus. Give a listen.
Those using the rhetoric of free speech are individuals who already are in positions of power, who are creating history, who are creating these dominant narratives. Free speech conceptually is about this idea of equality, that everyone can have the right to say something, but that's not the way our society works. That's not the way this college campuses work. We only hear the same reiteration of particular voices over and over again, and that's white students' voices.
So apparently now we're hearing from a college student saying that only white people have free speech rights and that we don't hear from anybody else. What world does this girl live in?
Yeah, what a bubble. I was trying to make sense of what she said. Free speech, we have free speech conceptually. Well,
conceptually.
We don't really. We have... What does that even mean? We have free speech because God gave us free speech, and the Constitution basically guarantees that government won't infringe upon those God-given rights. It doesn't get any simpler than that, and I think college campuses are in danger right now of bringing forth a new and scarier generation that wants to clamp down on any type of offensive speech.
Yeah, I want to write a country song like Mama, don't let your babies grow up to go to college.
Exactly.
They'll lose their minds.
Yeah, it is. It's getting a little bit scary for these so-called, you know, next generation of leaders. These are the people who are going to be taking care of you and me in the government, Robert, when we're older. I don't want people like this in charge of my Social Security disbursements.
Yeah, and you said in your article, college kids, 20% are okay with First Amendment violence. That is, violence against those whose First Amendment rights they don't like, right? Because you're white, you're privileged, you know, name whatever they want to do and say, well, it's not just for you. But then again, on college campuses, Has it not been dominated by left-wing rhetoric and the shouting down of anybody who has any other opinion besides that?
Yeah, it's a crazy world, and that 20% figure that you just cited, that wasn't my opinion. That came from an actual poll of college students. College students nationwide, 20% of them believe that violence is a proper form of First Amendment freedom of speech protest. I mean, violence. So you can beat somebody over the head with a baseball bat if you find their speech so offensive.
Mm. So basically, the First Amendment right is not freedom of speech. It's freedom to beat you if we don't like your speech, even before you say it, because we're not going to like what you're going to say.
I guess that's freedom of expression. I don't know. Honestly, this new thought control, this new speech control that's been, you know, making waves through the nation, not just on college campuses, but also in the political world, sadly enough. It's bringing in a new America that is so different from what founding fathers envisioned. But it puts people like you and me, Robert, not just out of business, but in the target of some of these people on the left, people who would like to do us harm because of the speech we say.
Yeah. Well, the body politic has been corrupted and polluted by the bodies of those who have been corrupted and polluted, in my opinion, by the pharmaceutical industrial complex, taking over big media and big government. Because the injection of vaccines, there's been books written back in the 1970s and 60s even about the violence that is induced via injecting toxic poisons into bodies. There have been books written about the physiological shifts in function, including impact on emotional function, when kids are raised on drugs that are not tested for safety regarding brain development, like Ritalin. This could be considered the Ritalin generation in college right now. Who's investigating that? The FDA? No, they're approving this stuff.
You know, as far as the injections, the vaccines that kids get, I haven't done a whole lot of research into that. But the Ritalin stuff, I have done quite a bit of research into that. And it's kind of like we did these experiments on young people, gave them Ritalin, and we're still trying to decipher what the effects have been. You know, some of these Ritalin kids are just coming to age right now. Some of them are just now hitting the college campuses, which would coincidentally be the same time all these college campuses are erupting in violence. So it would be interesting to look at the correlations there.
Yeah, I think it's an important aspect of this, right? Because we can say, listen, there's been political differences since there's been politics. And does it necessarily need that we have to become violent in our opposition? Or can we acknowledge that in America, our starting point is a love of liberty? And that means liberty for those we disagree with. But they also don't have the liberty to utilize violence in support of their ideas, if they are even ideas. Cheryl Chumbley is writing so well on this at Washington Times, and I'm grateful for her appearances here each week on the Robert Scott Bell Show, Sacred Fire of Liberty edition. Cheryl, thanks so much for being with me again.
Thank you. Have a good one.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry. We recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Scott Belcher.
Healthcare, disease management, what they saying in the news about the latest things going on there?
The Graham Cassidy bill. It removes Obamacare mandates on both individuals and businesses. It cuts Obamacare taxes. It replaces federal control of Obamacare spending with block grants to states. And it also increases the amount of tax-free earnings that consumers can use for their own health savings accounts. Now, it's a far cry from complete repeal and replace, but it's a good start in dismantling Obamacare.
Truly, is that the best they can do? Take all the money that they're collecting right now, keep collecting it into the federal coffers, and then dole it back out to the states. Norm Singleton from the Campaign for Liberty, is this really all we can expect is the best from D.C.?
Yep, I think that is the best we have. It's kind of disappointing. The only thing that we have that's good about the bill is it does expand health savings accounts and one or two other tax-related provisions. But even there, at least, what's it, I think 90 or 80% of Obamacare's taxes in place, you know, the Republicans can't even cut taxes. And the other thing is our these block grants are supposed to be this tremendous change, but the question is how many states are just going to say we're going to duplicate Obamacare at the state level, so you're going to end up with you know, maybe 49-48 Obamacare. And the fact is that you know, a state like, say, Texas may have something more free market plan, but still Texans are still going to be forced to pay for Vermont socialism. And to be fair, why should Vermonters have to pay for a Texas you know, expanded Medicare or Medicaid choice program?
Right. No, it's a good question, Norman. And we've got Lindsey Graham commenting on this, in fact. And let's go ahead and hear one of his clips. Go ahead and run clip one.
Employer assessments are going out next month. By the end of 2017, over 90,000 businesses will get a notice from the federal government under Obamacare that's $4.8 billion. A lot of Republicans would like to stop that from happening, and the best way to do that is to repeal the employer mandate, individual mandate nationally. States can reimpose it.
That last statement is the scary part there, Norm. The states can reimpose it. Like, there's nothing constitutionally that limits states from mandating forced participation in an allopathic medical monopoly insurance scheme.
No, there's not. It's a complete, in fact, the bill actually encourages that. I've heard some concerns that the bill makes it easier for states to have a Bernie Sanders-style socialized medicine scheme than a Cato Institute type of HSA type of scheme. It for Republican Congress, they're favoring I don't know what the name of the big socialist think tank is, but you know, the Karl Marx Institute or Paul Krugman over free market thinkers like Ron Paul and Rand Paul and other folks. And, of course, the individual mandate started this as a state-level initiative. Well, actually, it started as a conservative alternative to the Hillary Care Plan. So maybe this isn't so surprising.
Well, it's actually disgusting because the Constitution on the federal level and also on state levels guarantees a Republican form of government, not a socialist one.
Well, and part of that is the 10th Amendment. The 10th Amendment is not supposed to allow states, you know, block grants to implement federal programs with the latitude that's granted to them by the Congress and federal bureaucrats. And under this plan, by the way, the block grants, the states don't automatically get their block grants. They have to submit applications and have them approved by federal bureaucrats. And you can say, well, you know, under Donald Trump and Tom Price, there's going to be wide latitude. Okay, but what about the next president? You know, what if the next president is Elizabeth Warren or someone like that, or even if it's a more moderate Republican like a Lindsey Graham type.
Sure. Well, let's listen to Lindsey talk further about what he thinks Republicans should do here.
So we've come upon an idea that is uniquely Republican, but over time has proved to work in other areas like welfare reform. So I would hate to be the Democrat that voted against more money for my state and more power and keep the status quo.
What is uniquely Republican about basically mandating participation in an insurance scheme, sent money to the federal government, and block it back out to the states? That's not federalism.
No, it's not. It's phony federalism because the money is still connected. And what is pro-individualism about that? You know, why don't they block grant it to individuals in the form of a tax credit, tax cuts, built on the HSA's concept, ideas like Jonathan's for a tax credit for doctors who provide charity care. You know, where is the individual here? Republicans and conservatism is supposed to be a philosophy of the individual.
Yes.
And
even the concept of leaving the money in the pockets of those who earn it so that they can decide how they want to spend their health care dollar, which, of course, goes more into health savings accounts and other things that Rand Paul has talked about, maybe even that he suggests Donald Trump can do via executive action within the parameters of what's gone on already.
Yes, yes. Well, Michael Painter from the Cato Institute had a good piece on National Review today putting out some of the problems with this bill, and he made an interesting point, which is the left knows what they want. Democrats know what they want, which is some form of government-run health care, going all the way up to total government-run health care. Republicans want a bill that can pass and that looks good and gets them through the next election. There's no consensus on healthcare policy. And so, of course, the Democrats are going to win the debate because the conservative, so-called conservative side lets them set the premises of the terms of the debate. You know, when Bill Cassidy went on Jimmy Kimmel and failed to explain that, the solution to your problem, to the good, valid question you raised is more freedom, more markets, not less. And explain to them why that's the case, and then point out the cases like Charlie Gard and all the people in Canada who die waiting for treatment, or what's going on in Iceland where through use of abortion they're bragging about they've gotten rid of Down syndrome because they're literally killing all the fetuses with Down syndrome, the unborn babies. Apologies for using the pro-abort term fetus after I just said you shouldn't allow the other side to set the terms of the agenda. Of course we're going to lose.
But you said it well, Norm, that the Democrats know what they want. The Republicans are all over the map and very few men or women of principle that know the foundations for this country. Again, rooted in, what do we say? Dare I say it? Individual liberty, not collectivism, not socialism. So what does Lindsey Graham say about his fellow Democrats? Kind of, I said that on purpose.
So if you're a Democrat, let's say in Missouri, you're going to get far more money under this proposal than Obamacare, and your state would have more control over the money. To reject that money and that control means you believe that somebody in Washington cares more about people in Missouri than people in Missouri. You believe it's okay to help California, New York, Maryland, and Massachusetts more than Missouri.
So now he's arguing on statism on a more local level. You should control it. But we're going to be the ones that give you that money back. And he's saying, well, we don't want the Californians to have more. I mean, is this now a term of economic jealousy that he's inciting among Democratic states to argue for his supposed cause here?
Well, there's two arguments here. One is that the Democratic states like California, New York are unfairly getting more than they deserve. Under the current allotments, and that needs to be changed. And the second argument is that this is just an attempt by to, quote, even out the policies of, or this is an attempt to reward red states at the expense of blue states because Republicans, if they can't repeal the welfare state, they're at least going to use it to help their friends and punish their enemies like the left does.
Hmm.
So it means that it's actually another example of how we may actually have a one-party system now in healthcare, where the argument is over details, but everyone essentially agrees on the principles, and the argument is over who gets what, just like we do in foreign policy and monetary policy, in education policy, in so many other areas. You know, once Republicans throw in the towel, they start to play political games. I mean, this is in many ways the fact that Karl Rove is still the number one intellectual influence over Republican policy, because this is what he brought to the table quite explicitly during the Bush years, was that not just should Republicans and conservatives learn to love big government, but they should aggressively use it to reward Republican constituencies. And if you recall, was it 11 or 12 years ago, Roe was talking about how he was, him and George Bush and Bill Frisk and Tom DeLay and Dennis Hastert and the rest of them were using big government conservatism to shape a permanent Republican majority.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that worked out as well as things like this plan are going to work out for the Republican Party. 2018 could be a very painful year for Republicans, just like 2014 was for the Democrats and 2010 was for the Democrats. And
yeah.
26 was for the Republicans.
All right, well, we'll see where it goes. We're going to talk with Norm Singleton about a very special event on Monday where he'll be speaking to Cato, and he'll let you know how to watch it streaming live if you can't be there at the event. Norm Singleton continues here from the Campaign for Liberty on the Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSV, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And when your identity is hacked, it's a nightmare. Hi everyone, Paul with Liberty ID. Did you know that children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Is your family prepared? Identity monitoring will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does. Here's an exciting offer for listeners to this station. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. That's right, $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. Prepare your family for less than half what other companies charge for only monitoring. LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, the name in identity theft restoration.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, next hour we're going to be talking about mosquitoes. The CDC is freaking out about mosquitoes. Hey, listen, I don't like mosquitoes, but I'm not willing to poison my kids to prevent them from getting bitten. There are better ways to go about this. We'll talk about it. And also Major League Cannabis updates in curing cancer. Very exciting news on the medical front. And Dr. Oz was on Fox and Friends, and he freaked out Steve Ducey by saying something I've said here on this show. We'll get to that. But right now, very important, Norm Singleton from the Campaign for Liberty is going to be speaking this Monday, the 25th of September, at the Cato Institute. Norm, this is so cool. I want people that are listening in the D.C. area to be able to attend, or those who can't attend, maybe they could stream it live online. Tell me what's going on over there.
Well, Monday morning at 10 o'clock from 10 to 11:30, I will be speaking along with several other notable experts at a Cato forum on oversight of the intelligence committees. We're going to be looking at the relationship between the intelligence committees and Congress under the current administration, how things have changed, what some of the continuing issues are. Spoiler alert to my comments, Congress is still doing a pathetic job of oversight. They still take the intelligence committee's words for it. The words national security cause too many on the to forget their jobs and not let the people know what's going on. They act like it's their job to protect the intelligence agencies from the people and not the other way around. We have James Clapper who blatantly lied to Congress and then was caught in his lie thanks to Edward Snowden, yet who is considered a respected member of polite society and who is still forced to live in Russia as a fugitive.
Mm-hmm.
The only person to go to jail for the CIA torture program was the guy who blew the whistle on it, and the person who actually wrote the infamous torture memo is being considered for a job for the Trump administration. And when it comes to national security, so-called national security, our rights are considered negotiable by Congress, and there's a presumption of secrecy and a presumption of justifiability on almost anything the national security bureaucracy wants to do, even when they go after members of Congress, even when they go after members of the administration, even when they're caught wiretapping a campaign manager, you still have most, even of the so-called Party of Civil Liberties, more concerned with trying to use that to talk about Putin's alleged influence on our president than the threats to our civil liberties.
Hmm. What is it about the security state? You know, when the CIA talks, people, it's like, I remember Richard Pryor in one of his concerts years ago talked about snakes make you run into trees. Right? Somebody yells, snake! Boom! You run into a tree because you lose all sense about you. And it seems like when the CIA says something, people forget that, hey, the CIA is also a corrupt organization that is sole purpose is to lie to you. Lie to the people, to deceive them, and spy, and all these things. Why is it your first assumption that what they're telling you is the truth?
It's bizarre, and also they have a habit of being wrong. They missed the collapse of the Soviet Union. They completely overestimated the strength of the Soviet Union during the Cold War. They missed that Saddam was going to go into Kuwait in the 90s. How often are they wrong? And they're a government bureaucracy. They're concerned with their budgets and their prestige and their power like every other government bureaucracy. Anyone who wants an accurate picture of what CIA agents are, go on YouTube or Netflix or Hulu or turn on TV Land and Google MASH Colonel Spike. Those of you who are old will remember that show, and you might remember that character, and that's an accurate perception, I think, of kind of the CIA's mindset. What was the name of the CIA agent for the James Bond movies? But that's the
right.
And people believe that.
Listen, Norm,
and they don't understand the fact.
Great perspective as always. Everybody, go see him at the Cato Institute. We have links in the show notes at robertscottbell.com to show you just how, and you can stream it live as well because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Listen to what Jeff says about Andro 400.
This product is so much better than even some of the advertisements. This changed every aspect of my life. That was a 40 waisted. With the Andro 400, I'm down to 36. I'm 54 years old, and people have said to me that I look better than I ever have, and that I look like I'm in my early 40s. Hands down, I'm in the best shape of my life, and I'm telling you, it's the Andro. People immediately notice the burst of energy, my skin, my energy, plus the weight loss, the toning of the body, and the increased strength and endurance that I have in the gym. Where I was and where I am now, night and day. And Andro 400 has made the difference. My customers, my friends, my family, everybody's noticing a difference.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger like Jeff, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, I am Kelly Cook, the Chief Marketing Officer here at Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? Guess what? You can help. Join me and Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. So start your team today at marchforbabies.org.